Hello, this is Eric Vernon.
And Kevin Baldwin.
And together we are Baldwin and Vernon, attorneys at law. Kevin.
Yes.
Let's say I just got fired and I'm need to pay rent. I got to pay my child support. And they haven't given me my last paycheck yet. It's been a week. What are my rights? What can I do?
Well, actually, Eric, in Missouri, there's a law, the final paycheck law, that requires the employer to actually pay you on the day they terminate you. If they've decided to terminate you that day, they are supposed to cut you a check that day for the wages you've earned up to that point. However, many don't do it. So a lot of times what we get is people come in and they say, hey, they haven't paid me that money yet, and they owe it to me. And that's true. If you've been terminated, what you can do is you can make a written demand. After one day, you should make a written demand for the payment. If they haven't paid you within the 7 days, they actually face penalties. And this is the best part, I think. The penalty is every day then since you were terminated, once you reach the seven-day mark, they actually owe you your daily wage for every day that they haven't paid you. So if they don't pay you to the 9th or 10th day, they actually owe you 10 days of additional wages. Now, in those situations, you're going to have to get a lawyer. They're not going to willingly give you anything. And many of the employers actually don't know the law. They think they can wait to the next pay period, the next pay cycle. That might be 2 weeks away if you're paid monthly, might be paid at the end of the month. And that's just not the law if they fire you. So in those situations, what you want to do is you want to talk to a lawyer who deals with Missouri wage and hour law. And I strongly suggest you call somebody. But there is another caveat here, something to think about, and that is if you quit. Now, if you quit, it's completely different.
Oh, no.
Well, that's what most people don't realize. Now, the Missouri wage law says if you're terminated, they have to pay you the day. However, if you quit, the law is a little nebulous on that. Does it cover it? Does it not cover it? Normally, what most courts do is they say, okay, we're going to follow a standardized rule. And the standardized rule that's followed by most courts is that the paycheck is due the next pay period. So if you quit, don't expect to be paid till the next pay period. However, if you're fired, expect to be paid that day. Now, the other question we get is vacation time.
I was about to ask.
Do I get my vacation time? And what about my comp time? Now, those are two different things, very different things. Vacation time, since employers are not required to give you vacation time, paid vacation, there is no law on it. And a lot of times what happens is you would actually have to get a court to say whether or not you are entitled to the pay for vacation. In those situations, even if it's earned vacation, in those situations, a court would have to say, okay, well, let's look at their policy. What do they have for a policy? And what is their process? And what promises did they make you? Because all those become an implied contract. Even if you're an employee at will, they have promised you those things if you worked for them. So it becomes an implied contract. But you're going to have to get a court to make that determination. Most employers I know don't willingly give up cash. Now, the difference is comp time. Now, for those folks who work overtime, a lot of times they say, well, look, we don't want to pay you overtime, but what we want to do is we want to give you comp time. So you're going to get days off, paid days off in the future. Now, you've already earned that money because you've worked the time, and they have to pay you that. They either have, if they fired you, they have to pay you the day they let you go. They should compute your comp time and pay it. Now, if you have quit, voluntarily quit your job, you've resigned to go on to greener pastures, then at the next pay period, they have to give you the comp time. If they don't give you the comp time, then you can sue for that. By the way, the wage and hour law and the comp time all kind of mesh together. A lot of times, the attorneys can actually get attorney's fees for representing you in those claims. So don't think that because you don't make much money, that an attorney might not represent you, because they still might, because the law says the attorney can get paid his hourly rate for representing you on that claim.
What about if they tell me when they're throwing me out and sending me, making me pack up my little box of stuff and leave, they want back the shirt they gave me or the safety boots they issued me? Do I have to give them back?
Yes, you do. That's actually their property, and they've let you use much as you'd have to give back your computer, your phone, and other things like that. And we've talked about that in another podcast about the employer-provided materials. And again, I'm going to tell you right now: do not delete anything off of the employer's computer, phone, laptop, any of that, because you do not have the authority to do that. Even if you say, well, it's personal, it's mine. No, it's not. You've put it on one of their devices. They actually own all the information on those devices. One thing, though, I do want to bring up, and I almost slipped my mind, commissions. A lot of folks work in commission jobs. Now, the question is whether or not you are doing owing your commissions is a real tough question, because it goes into how much work is left. Is it just paid on the commission, or does there have to be some final work done to earn the commissions? A lot of times that is fact specific, and that's something you're definitely going to want to talk to a lawyer about.
So I guess that about wraps it up for the Final Paycheck Act.
Yes, it does. I'm Kevin Baldwin.
And I'm Eric Vernon.
And we'll see you next time.